you have fun?
Oh, you should have seen me. I hit 10 free throws in a row. I was like, 1, 2, 3.
You can tell me about the next 8 after you take a shower, Stinky.
Hey. Guess who got fan mail?
Is it me?
Why would you get fan mail?
People like me.
Oh, wow, look at you, you big stud.
Stud? Well, according to this young lady, I'm like a song of Sparrow. Familiar yet different and wonderful each time it's heard.
Should I be jealous?
I wouldn't worry. She doesn't get out of prison for another 8 to 10 years.
Please, no.
Please?
Nope.
Please?
Well, okay.
Really?
No.
Mom, this is so unfair. I never get to see Scott because of your stupid rule that we have to be with a group.
Haha, look. You're 14, he's 17. If you round that off, you're 10, he's 20. Sorry.
This is all your fault, you know. How is this my fault? Because they trusted you and look what happened.
Oh, give me a break, Kara. You're 14. I didn't get pregnant until I was 17.
You're right. Honor roll, straight A's. I brought this on myself.
We'll be your group.
What?
Yeah, Van and I will go out with you and Scott. It'll be fun.
For who?
Oh, come on, Kara. We never get to hang out together.
Let's not ruin that.
Why not? Van and I are cool.
No, your parents, which makes you, by definition, not cool.
Not cool? Well, a certain young lady in cell block C would disagree.
Yeah.
And besides, having a baby does not automatically make you a parent.
Hey, Reba.
Hey, Barb Jean. Kira's in the kitchen.
Oh, I didn't come to get Kira. I came to talk to you.
Oh, that's too bad. You just missed me.
I need to ask you a question that's a bit awkward.
Do you have to? Don't we already have enough uncomfortable moments between us? Besides, I have a headache, and I'm pretty sure it's from the last time we spoke.
When he and I were sneaking around behind your back?
When, who, what, what?
I think Brock's having an affair.
And just like that, my headache's gone. Having an affair and you figure I'm the one to come talk to about this?
Well, I don't know anyone else he's cheated on.
And just like that, the headache's back.
I'm sorry. I know this is just terrible, but it's driving me crazy. Lately, we have been fighting a lot, and now he's being all secretive.
See, that's the problem with marrying the guy you had an affair with. It destroys the trust. Look, I'm sure there's a perfectly good explanation for whatever he's done.
I don't know. You know, he hasn't been at the golf course a couple of times when I've tried to reach him.
He probably was. He just didn't want you to bother him. Next.
The other day, he was on the phone, and when I came in the room, he hung up.
As if the call were over. Next.
He's written a bunch of checks out to cash.
How much cash?
A couple thousand.
Get a lawyer. Situation for me.
Yeah. This is the worst feeling I have ever had. Oh, Reba, I'm so sorry if I ever made you feel the way I feel right now.
Look, don't think of it as Brock getting a mistress. Think of it as us getting a new girl for our club. Barbara Jean, you can't go on like this. You have to find out if he's cheating.
Yeah, I just can't believe it. You expect it from other men, but not Brock.
Just ask him.
I can't, Reba. Next to having an affair, accusing somebody of doing it is the best way to break up a marriage.
Well, I don't know what else to tell you.
You could ask him. No. He would understand it if you don't trust him.
No. No,
please,
no way.
Please, Reba.
No, no, no.
Please,
no.
Please, please.
No.
Please,
no.
Please.
Oh, all right. Man, you're way better at that than curious. Hey, guys, I have to go over to Brock and Barbara Jean's house. Don't be surprised if I come back drunk.
Wait. No. Hold on. Wait, you're leaving? Who's gonna watch Elizabeth?
Oh my gosh, that was close.
Yeah.
I almost left her alone in the house with her parents.
They all want grandchildren, but they just don't think about the consequences.
Oh, Carol. I started to get worried. Where's Scott?
I don't know. He was supposed to come over half an hour ago.
What did you call him?
It's no big deal. He must have gotten hung up somewhere. We'll just go out another time.
Oh, you poor thing. You know, you shouldn't be home alone tonight. Why don't you watch Elizabeth and Cheyenne and I will go out?
Van.
What? I said you poor thing.
No, it's okay. We'll wait on him. We've got some time before Mom comes back anyway. Oh, you know, I just remembered I did talk to him and he had a game tonight. Kira, what's going on?
Nothing.
Kira, I don't want to talk about it with you.
Cheyenne. Do you want to talk about it with me?
Sure. Why don't you go make us some tea and I'll be in a minute.
Okay.
Bye. Ooh, no, Kira. Something's really wrong.
Cheyenne, I want to go home.
No, not until you tell me what's going on.
Fine, I'll go out the back.
Kira.
Where's the tea? I can only find the salt.
Kira.
Fine. He dumped me. Are you happy?
He what?
Yeah, Scott just broke up with me.
Oh.
Hey there, pretty bride. Anyone have any objections now?
Hey, Barbara Jean. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, super good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to look on the positive side. You know, the good thing about your husband cheating on you is my house has never been cleaner. Oh, I won't eat that. They're for Brock.
Oh.
Oh, in it.
Look, wouldn't you rather talk to Brock about him having an affair and just call me about it later?
No, I can't even look at him without thinking about him in the arms of another.
Barbara Jean, breathe. Okay, fine, I'll ask him. Calm down. Breathe.
Happy thoughts.
Yeah, happy thoughts.
Beanie babies.
Hey, honey, I'm back. Hey, Reba, how's it going?
Don't you want to know what that was about?
Not really. How good could it be? So what are you doing over here?
Well, Barbara Jean and I were going to do something, but I guess I'm off the hook.
So, Do you know why she keeps doing that?
Me? Nope.
Too bad. This is really annoying.
Annoying? You think she's annoying? Your wife is in there heaping, and you have the nerve. Are you having an affair?
What?
An affair. You know that thing where you periodically ruin everybody's lives because you still want to feel 17?
Why would you ask me that?
Because that's why your wife is so upset, you moron. And because God does have a sense of humor, she comes running to me.
I'm not having an affair, okay?
Oh, yeah? And why am I supposed to believe you?
Well, because I'm not dumb enough to make the same mistake twice.
Oh, come on. You make the same mistake twice, you're just getting warmed up.
All right, look. If I tell you what's going on, will you promise to keep it a secret?
Yeah, all right. What is it?
Okay. I gotta tell you, it's not an easy thing for me to admit.
It's rude to talk and eat. Go on.
Anyway, I've been thinking about my life a lot lately. I mean, I've got this terrific wife, great kids, everything I ever dreamed of, and I'm miserable. It's like I've got it all, Reba, and I'm just not happy. It's like I've lost the ability to feel joy. So, so I went and saw a therapist. She told me that I'm clinically depressed.
Really?
Yeah. She put me on antidepressants.
So that's what this is all about?
Yeah.
So why didn't you tell Barbara Jean? You scared her to death.
Because I don't want her to know.
Are you serious? You'd rather her think you're having an affair than being on medication?
Well, one of them has a stigma.
Brock!
No. It makes me feel weak. Do you have any idea how humiliating this is for me? I don't want her to know.
No. What don't you want me to know?
That I'm having an affair.
You're cheating on me?
Oh, Brock, tell her the truth. I hate that sound.
I'm seeing a therapist.
Who is she? What's the trans name?
I'm seeing her professionally.
You're paying for it?
Oh. Barbara Jean, he's not cheating on you. He's in therapy.
Therapy? Why?
Well, there are a lot of things that I've been burying deep for a long time that I needed to confront.
You're gay. I knew you were too good looking.
He's not gay. He's not even that good looking. He's clinically depressed.
No, he's not.
Actually, I am. And the last 10 minutes haven't helped it.
No. No, I'm sorry. If my husband was depressed, I think I'd know about it.
Well, he is. And he's taking antidepressants.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you, Reba?
What are you talking about?
He's depressed. He's been that way for a while now. So when he ran off with me, it's because he had a mental disease.
That's not a mental disease. That's just bad taste.
Right, I think this is getting a little out of hand.
Oh, how would you know, you pill popper?
Hey, those pills make me feel better.
Honey, you don't need happy pills. You only need me. I will make you happy.
Barbara Jean, he needs your support right now.
He needs to get a grip. You wanted to sell your dental practice, I didn't make a peep. You wanted to become a professional golfer, I went along. But I will not let you take pills that make you a different person. I will not let you say that our marriage was a mistake.
Barbara Jean.
No! And if you tell him any different, you are no longer welcome here. I don't ever want to see or talk to you again.
Maybe we should have gone with the gay thing.
Wait, did you have a fight? Was he seeing someone else? Was he pressuring you, Kara? I don't remember. I was high.
He was. What is wrong with boys? What happened to morals? You know what it is? You know what it is? MTV.
You see, this is exactly why 14-year-olds should not date 17-year-olds.
Why? Because you shouldn't get pregnant until you're 17?
Well, I don't even recommend it then.
And it's not like 14-year-old boys don't put on pressure, too.
Yeah, but they're really bad at it.
It doesn't matter how old anyone is. I'm not going to do something I'm not ready for. Believe me, I'm not going to make the same mistakes you did. Excuse me? Oh, come on, Cheyenne. Living with you two is like living in a public service announcement.
Thank you very much. I'm proud to be the older sister you never want to be.
You didn't have to have a baby to make me feel that way.
You know, what was I thinking? I don't even know why I try and even be nice to you. Do you even have any feelings?
Okay. Can everybody please calm down and stop acting like girls? Now, Cheyenne, Kira is lashing out at you because her boyfriend just dumped her and she can't lash out at him. And Kira, Cheyenne has been through a lot, okay? And she doesn't have to have it repeatedly thrown back in her face. She's a teenage mother. Get over it! Now, both of you say something nice to each other.
You didn't dress that badly for your date.
You didn't have a second baby.
Nicer.
Fine. Well, you used to be this superficial princess who only cared about how she looked and how popular she was. Now you worry about your husband and your baby and your little sister.
Still look good, though, right?
You took a hard road, Cheyenne, but it made you a better person.
Well, I think you're taking a hard road, Kira, and it's gonna make you a better person.
They're all hard roads.
The sucky thing is, I really did like him.
I know. What are we doing standing around here? We're not going to let that idiot ruin our Saturday night.
You got that right.
What do you say we go out and have some fun?
Yes!
All right.
Woohoo!
All right. Ben?
Huh?
You're watching Elizabeth.
Of course I am.
Yeah.
This is great, Mom. You never let me have cookies this late at night.
Well, it's not the only special thing you get tonight. Look.
What's this?
This is deodorant. It's something you use when you get a little older and your body starts to mature.
Is it because I smell?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Cool!
Hey, guys. Listen, buddy, can I get a second with your mom?
Okay, Dad. Guess what? I got my own deodorant.
Great. Rub some of that on your feet. Listen, I want to thank you for your support earlier. It meant a lot.
Yeah. You're flying high on your happy pills, aren't you?
In fact, I'm thinking maybe I'm going to stop taking those antidepressants.
What?
Yeah, you know, it's like Barbara Jean says. I mean, everybody goes through tough times. You just have to learn how to deal with it. Besides, I'm not even sure I like my therapist. You know, everything I say to her, she says, "What are you, nuts?"
You're stopping them because Barbara Jean wants you to.
That's not the only reason. You know, I'm not even sure those pills are working.
Brock, you gotta give them time. It can take up to 2 weeks, and you already said that they're making you feel better.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not the pills. Maybe I'm starting to feel better on my own.
It doesn't work that way. You've got a chemical imbalance. I don't know the medical term for it, but your brain is all wacko.
Oh, really? And how would you know? What made you an expert on antidepressants all of a sudden?
Because I've been on them.
What?
Right after we broke up for about 6 months.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I don't know. Somehow I just felt we weren't that close. It's not easy to admit you need help. Especially for men. And me. But you can't fix the problem by just wishing it away.
Yeah. That's what my therapist said.
Look, if you don't think the pills are doing any good for you, then stop. But this is not just about your wife. It's about your kids and your friends and everybody else in your life.
Oh, man. Barbara Jean's gonna be really unhappy about this.
Yeah, I know. And when she finds out that I'm for it, she's never gonna speak to me again.
Don't worry, Reeve, I'll keep you out of it.
What, are you nuts? Why should you be the only one that's happy?